Have you been able to look back on the film and just like
see? Yeah, just looked at the film. Still got a lot of improvement to go. A couple assignments, a couple holes I missed, but you know, I'm gonna grow and I'm gonna continue to learn. Relentlessly chasing perfection. That's what my coach told me to do.
Andre, now that you've done what you've done these last couple of games, where do you see yourself fitting into this offense?
Wherever I can. I'm going to leave that up to the coaches. Once Amari gets back, we still got Dave. I still feel like hasn't been unleashed yet. and I'm just a different style of running back. And, wherever I have to go and wherever I have to do, I'm ready to do it.
How much fun has this been?
It's been fun, having all you guys here speaking to me. So I guess it's getting better, and I'm enjoying it.
But I mean, you had to sit there and wonder would it ever come, didn't you?
Yeah, I'd probably say around the first time I got cut, and then the second time, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. I'm finally stuck. So I always was dreaming about it, but for it to finally be here, I just don't want to let it go. So, I'm going to continue to work hard, and that's what got me here, and then that's what I'm going to continue to do.
What is the magic number, 7 or 8 for Cuds?
7, 8, one of them. 7. 7, see, y'all know better than I do. I tried to have a short-term memory with that, but it's 7.
I mean, I still remember you doing that little circle pattern out of the backfield in Albany where you go up with, who was it, Jarris Wilkinson, and that was...
Jarris Wilkinson, yep. And that's when I ruptured my Achilles. That was in 09 and up there in Albany, and at the end of practice before my first preseason game. And it was a jog through. It wasn't even nothing serious, and that's when it happened.
Was that the toughest setback you had? There's a lot of setbacks there, but is the Achilles the big one, you think?
I'd say it pushed me back a little bit because, it took me out of the whole preseason and learning offense. And then once I finally got healthy, learned a little bit of offense and then to go around the world and learn several different offenses and then come back here and then make it really stick. I would say, that was probably it because it set me back early in my career.
And you could have done the same thing again last year. You could have bounced around if you wanted to. Were there opportunities?
Yeah. It was a couple teams that was interested in me getting tried to call me up off of the practice squad. But, everybody in my family said that, they believe in you. Stick here. Learn offense. Take this as a learning year. Be humble. Learn from everybody. And, it ended up being very beneficial.
What did that do for you that 1 year on the practice squad?
And, it took it as a red shirt year, to be honest with you. Sitting in there, hearing the questions, taking the tests, it really helped me understand concepts and defenses and stuff like that. So it really helped me out a lot, kept me humble. Kept me wanting to go out there and work hard and do everything that I could do, and I said it wasn't a setback, it was a step up, so it was pretty good for me.